This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's over now, and the president says Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was proven innocent in that confirmation battle. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Divided we fall, they say. So the midterm elections are going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the wake of the Supreme Court confirmation. Wow, a crazy, crazy, wild few weeks. There's no doubt about it. And you've got all the justices sitting in the front row of the White House in the East Room on Monday, and the president saying he thought his second nominee to the court deserved better than the terrible pain and suffering that he was forced to endure. He said, for his part, Kavanaugh said he would assume the role with gratitude and no bitterness. That was a really great response, because it has been nothing but bitterness over this Senate confirmation process, which was emotional, contentious, outrageous, and ripped the country apart. And this is far from over, I think. We're going to see many more protests. We're going to see some fallout from this, or not. One of them is going to be Senator Susan Collins. She certainly is on the hot seat. The president mentioned Susan Collins as somebody who was spot on, basically, in the words that she used when she addressed the Senate, because she resolutely defended Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, both on his judicial philosophies and against sexual assault allegations. And what happens now? In fact, she said, because there were donations that are well up over $3 million, I think, now, that were put out there saying that if she votes yes on Kavanaugh, all those credit cards would be processed. So there was an active campaign against her. And she said it was a classic quid pro quo and a violation of federal bribery law. She said, I think if our politics has come to the point where people are trying to buy votes and buy positions, then we're in a very sad place. She was on 60 Minutes when she made those comments. So a group of liberal activists began the campaign last month to pressure her, because they knew she was a key swing vote in Kavanaugh's nomination process. And if she voted no, like I said, the donations would not be taken for the donors. Yes, the pledges were processed. So now, whoever the main Democrat is in 2 years, they'll get that money that's being raised. It's interesting, because Collins on Friday, heading into the weekend, announced she would support Kavanaugh's nomination amid all these old allegations of sexual assault, she said, and concerns about threats to Roe v. Wade, with predominantly conservative justices on the Supreme Court. So after it was all said and done, now it's, you know, over the $3 million mark, like I said, and this is still 2 years away. That's, you know, the bottom line. It's still 2 years away for that, so too early to tell if it will have that kind of an effect on Senator Collins. The politics, the mobs, wow, wow, wow. I mean, and all the way around on this. And very sad, by the way, and not lost on me, for people who are victims of sexual violence of any kind. I mean, if you have a mother, a brother, a sister, your brother, you have a sister, nieces, daughters, I mean, you know. What would it take for the anger to just explode within you if something happened to any of them? So we get it. So this whole thing has been sad. I think, again, tearing at the fabric of the conversation, because it wasn't about conversation. It was more shouting than anything else. There wasn't civil conversation. There was nasty conversation, and that's it. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Angry from all corners, from all corners. So high emotion. But you know what? The other part of that is this is the highest court in the land. I'll never serve on the Supreme Court. You'll never serve on the Supreme Court. I can't imagine what an honor that would be. I can't imagine having a kind of a career where I would be in that position to be even be considered for that. It is quite something, and it is incredibly important. And I think sometimes we're not paying attention to what's going on, and it would be wise to pay attention to who's on the bench. What are the conversations? What are they, you know, what are the rulings? Whose names are kind of surfacing to the forefront? What does that look like? It's one of the three important branches of government, and too often it gets lost until we get to this confirmation process, period. And now the whole thing is, that's also the aftermath of this, is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And those cries are really echoing outside of Washington, D.C. But I can't imagine that. I mean, I was even looking, or yeah, I even had a conversation with a constitutional lawyer today who told me, and I said, you know, here's the thing. When I look at the Constitution, and I look at this whole question of impeachment and impeaching the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, how does that work? And what I would, how our conversation went, and what he told me was, no, it's that's not going to happen. A sitting justice for actions that happened when he was a private citizen 35 years ago, that would be a really tough. If you use the laws of perjury even, it would be incredibly tough to be able to have any kind of an impeachment process, and would be a waste for Democrats. It would be inconsistent, and it wouldn't wash, and even from a constitutional point of view. So impeachment proceedings can begin in the House with a vote before the Senate holds a trial to investigate alleged misconduct. Now, under the Constitution, articles of impeachment, as was explained to me and I looked at, can only be brought against a judge when he or she no longer exhibits good behavior. Kavanaugh was just sworn in as the 114th Supreme Court Justice. Whether the process had all these questions regarding treatment of women and alcohol, you know, the I like beer and his consumption, was he a blackout drunk, all that stuff from the 80s, the thing is, he's denied the allegations. So if you were to do an impeachment proceedings, I don't think, because of what I just said and what was explained to me, that can happen, that would work, that there would be anything that you could proceed with. So then the question becomes, and this is the fallout, who benefits from Kavanaugh as far as politics are concerned and the midterm elections? Does the fight for Kavanaugh hurt the Republicans in the midterm election, or no? Does it help them? Does this help the Republican Party because of what just happened here? I mean, which way does it go? I'm a big fan of reading the tea leaves, but I'm not great at reading the tea leaves. Even with connections, the conversations I've had say that look at the state, look at where the polls have the incumbents, and look at who the challengers are. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side, including a fat hurricane headed for Florida.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So where are we with this Michael? It's the hurricane that is bearing down, sadly, on our friends in Pensacola, Alabama, worried as well. Rick Scott telling people to skedaddle. And we're talking, we really are talking panhandle here, where it looks to be the worst. And this is not to be fooled with. And we've had these discussions before in this show. I've talked about being in a hurricane when I was a kid, Hurricane Agnes, in fact, and the aftermath of that was ugly. But then, you know what? You were staying put. You were batting in the hatches. There was no way for us to get over any bridges, to get out of the Jersey Shore, any of that kind of stuff. It wasn't happening. But I look at what Michael's doing, and I see that red spot intensifying. I look at that 110-mile-an-hour winds, and I think, man, I live there, and I'm along that Florida panhandle. I am gone. Color me gone. Because 111 miles an hour, forget it. So making landfall Wednesday afternoon or evening between Pensacola, really in the far western panhandle, it's looking like, just south of Tallahassee. The warning is so severe and so worrisome that the Florida State, they have cleared the decks. Tuesday through Friday, boom, school is closed. The university's not open. because of right where that can come. Alabama, Florida, Suwannee River, all in there is what we're really looking at, even parts of the Mississippi-Alabama border. So it could produce some really terrible debris, storm surge, maybe up to 12 feet in some parts of the Florida coast. And, it, of course, this is why it's been declared a state of emergency, to get out. Don't get caught off guard. I mean, I wouldn't sit on edge. That's what I do. These people boarding it up, they're smart. I mean, look, you lose a couple days, you come back in, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. If you're gone, you're gone. You can't replace life. And then coming back in horrific conditions, there's nothing there, there's no power, you can't get back in, that would be awful. I hope it veers, I hope it dissipates, but boy, it does not look like it. I keep checking that map, and that's not happening. This looks to be very, very serious, very, very serious. And then, sadly, what they're talking about is some of the places that were hit by Florence, and they're being cleaned up, and that was horrible. They're talking about maybe some more flooding, depending on the track of the storm. They're not going to get the hurricane force, but they might get that crazy flooding that was so crushing in the first place in parts of the Carolinas. So that's a possibility. In New York, they're not talking about hurricanes. They're talking about this fatal limousine crash. It was a bad beat all the way around. And when I say that, it was because the limo driver didn't have the right license. The limo wasn't supposed to be on the road. They failed a state inspection, and as a result, 20 people ended up dead on Saturday, including two pedestrians in an area. And I started to look at the map, and I've been in this area because it's right by Cooperstown. It's outside of Albany, New York, and they have it's a beautiful area, and there's these winding roads, and they're investigating it, but the limo slammed into a parked SUV. So the people inside just killed. Four sisters died. The limo blew through a stop sign, slammed into the parked SUV. Everybody inside was killed. And then the two bystanders died as well. And this was a birthday celebration. So you had, you know, these young families, young marrieds that in their 20s and early 30s. I can't imagine what they're going to... Can they shut down this company? This company had, it's crazy. And looking at their background, and they keep investigating this, the owner of this company has apparently a backstory that includes a few stints as an undercover informant for the FBI. Wow. And, you know, what the governor is saying, and he's right, is they had no business having this on the roadway. It failed inspection. They didn't have a driver who was fit to drive, wasn't licensed to drive. They didn't have the proper insurance. They didn't have all the things you're supposed to have. And for the families, it's about the loss of these young people's lives. I mean, wow, there was a couple that just were married like 4 months ago. It's just an unexplainable thing. And I, like I said, I know that area. I know that area well, up by Cooperstown. And that's what the deal was. They were taking a trip to Cooperstown. So that's what the road was on the way to Cooperstown. Awful. One of the worst stories from this past weekend. You want an uplifting story? How about that adorable Barbara Bush? I think one of the best pictures I've seen is the former president, George Bush, and his daughter on his arm. And they had somehow they pulled it off. They had a secret wedding where it was just the families in Maine. So Barbara Bush walks down the aisle with her father, G.W., and her wedding was to Craig Coyne, who is a screenwriter, someone she met, I think, a year and a half ago or something like that. And they did pull that off over the weekend and released a few pictures. You know, it was on social media and whatnot, cute pictures of her sister's little girls and all of that, looking happy as can be, but no paparazzi, no big announcements, no giant wedding, none of that. Just the private ceremony. So good for them. Good for them that they pulled it off. And it shows you how time flies. She's 36 years old. Her husband, I guess, is 37. And she co-founded a public health nonprofit called Global Health Corps. So her sister Jenna Bush, of course, there, like I said, with her daughters. That was just, to me, that was a cool moment. It was a cool moment because it wasn't ostentatious. It was like how that was like that whole sort of understated thing. We're not telling the media. We're going to try to stay out of the eye of paparazzi, and then we can just have some pictures come out. And they managed to do it, which is, wow, shocking. Because it's so hard to keep. Can you keep anything a secret anymore? No. You can't keep a secret. People can't keep secrets. It just gets out there like, poof. Someone somehow hears something, and then before you know it, it's out. It's the cat is out of the bag. That's it. Boom. All right. You know, we're talking about these tariffs on China. We're going to talk about that more during the week here on America Tonight. But somebody said to me over the weekend, well, what are some of the people that are getting hit by this besides there's some auto parts and, you know, whatnot? And I guess one of them is, because think of the things that are made in China, Dollar Tree. Do you ever go to a Dollar Tree? With this 10% tariff on this $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, there's a place where they're getting hit because they're jacking up the prices. What do you say for the Dollar Tree? Sorry, because of the tariffs, it's the $5 tree now. $5 tree. You're still getting a bargain, trust me. But they've had to pull things off shelves because of the higher costs. They've had to re-rack a bunch of stuff that's about 10% of their merchandise, which would be thousands of things, household, health, food, hardware, electronics, all of that, because they'd have to push it onto the computer, the consumers. And if you have things that are between one and they cost $1 and they cost three or less, that doesn't fit with the store. So you can't have them on the shelves. And like I said, it's a $5 tree. Sorry. Confucius say right now, while there's a tariff, it's going to cost you more when you walk in these doors. We are renaming the store temporarily. Don't blame us. How's that? Don't blame us. All right, I'm going to introduce you to two really cool people. You don't want to miss it. That's coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael is now forecast to be close to a dangerous Category 4 storm when it crashes ashore on the Florida Panhandle. meteorologist Tom Sager.
At this time, this is already a deadly storm. It's taken 13 lives in parts of Central America and heavy rain in western Cuba. But we've been waiting for this entire intensification to kind of encircle the entire center. When that happens, it's like really pulling the cord on a lawnmower engine, and all the cylinders are firing up. The water's extremely warm. The rain totals, we could see around Panama City to even Tallahassee, 8, 10 inches.
20 million people are under hurricane watches and warnings, and the projected path stretches to New Jersey. Michael is traveling across the Gulf of Mexico at 12 miles per hour and is now only a few hundred miles from Panama City, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Boy, when I think of bighorn sheep, I think of this next woman. Daley Morgan joins us now, and she's written a cool book called Bummer, Our Pet Bighorn Sheep. That title alone makes me want to run out and tell all my friends, you got to buy this book. And the book is really, really good. Daley, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell me, what was it that made you want to write this book, first of all?
Well, we moved to Challis, Idaho. We graduated from Utah State University and moved to Challis, Idaho. And my former husband was a bighorn sheep research biologist. And we had four children at that time. And so we just spent our life. I spent in the winter teaching. And in the summer, we roamed the hills and found sheep and had a good time. And then my former husband found this orphaned baby bighorn sheep and brought her home. And that's what started the book.
Daley, do you think there's misconceptions about bighorn sheep?
Well, I think there are some. I think, for one thing, they're an elusive animal, and so no one knows too much about them, number one. And number two, they are an endangered animal. And so their numbers are going down. And, boy, I think to lose this magnificent animal would be a real terrible thing for us as humans. Well, and for the whole environment.
Boy, I didn't even know they were endangered. How about that? Like you say, they're an elusive animal.
which is why it's so cool, because I want to make sure everybody knows this is a children's picture book. We're talking about pets. We're talking about, you know, if you think of genres, nature, science, studies, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's really clever for you to introduce children to the bighorn sheep. What do you hope kids get out of reading your book and parents reading it to them?
Well, I think the first thing, I have to say that I have a passion about reading aloud to children. And so I think the first thing is to just enjoy this book, read it as a family, talk about it, do research about it. It's just endless, the things that you can do from reading this book.
Yeah, I would think, too, it teaches them about the bighorn sheep. It opens their eyes to that. And then the title's so intriguing, Bummer, our pet horn sheep. So what is Bummer? I mean, people think Bummer. Whoa, Bummer. That's pretty interesting. How'd you come up with that?
Well, we actually had two names we called her. We called her Lambo and Bummer. And I actually wrote a story in 1984 and had it published in the Cricket magazine. And it was entitled Lambo, Our Pet Bighorn Sheep. And that was one of the names. But we also called her Bummer because the meaning of bummer with a lamb is that they do not have a mother.
Oh.
And so when I wrote the book, my son was talking with me. He said, oh, don't use Lambo. He said, Bummer has more finesse. It has more impact. Use Bummer. And so that's what I did.
I love it. So, and by the way, is that for Lambo Field? No.
No, it's just a name we attached to lamb and put O on it. Just Lambo. It's just the name. It has no meaning, but Bummer does have a meaning.
Your family is very creative and good at naming sheep, that's for sure. So what people don't know, you talk about, you know, sheep being elusive. Bighorn sheep, they live in herds, don't they?
They do. They depend on a herd. And in the story, I talk about how we found out we couldn't put her in the shed like we planned. Because she had to be with us all the time. She had to be with at least one of us.
Wow.
Because we were her herd.
So if you were her herd, what happened as Bummer got bigger? Bummer was just like a bigger dog?
She certainly was. The only problem is she would jump up on cars. So when she got much bigger, it became a really, really big problem.
Wow. How interesting is that? And the name of the book, again, Bummer, Our Pet Bighorn Sheep. You can pick it up Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, of course. And you mentioned that you had a love of reading and obviously a gift for writing and coming up with stories and putting those stories down. Did you ever think that you would be an author and you would publish books?
You know, I don't think I did, although when I have started to work as an author and found little bits and pieces that I've written, I guess I have been writing all my life without realizing it. And of course, I was an educator. I was an elementary teacher and then a principal. And so I was always working with children. And I worked also, in my school district, I was the director of all of our elementary libraries, which put me in touch with books and children and reading all the time.
Wow. I love that. And so you understand the mind of a child then. So this, in putting this together, you have a unique position in writing to kids, right? And to be able to see it through their eyes. And did you try to do that when you were putting it together?
Well, I guess I didn't think of it in that way, but, you know, having worked with children, I know what that's one of the reasons that I wrote it from my daughter's viewpoint, who was, what was she, six then or eight? I guess she was eight, because I thought that would be more, advantageous for the children to read about another child telling the story.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We're speaking with Daylene Morgan, by the way, and what a terrific story it is. How about when you try to match the words with illustrations? What was it like trying to figure that part of the book out?
Well, I just divided the book into different pages, and then I had it in my mind, the picture that she would go with it. So when I sent it to the publisher, I sent the page and then a description of what the picture that should go with that part of the page. So that's the way I had a hard time being happy with the final result, I can tell you.
That means you're a typical author because nobody's ever satisfied. But what was it like when you finally got the book? There's nothing like that feeling, I think. What was it like for you?
Oh, it was so exciting when they delivered those books to me and I opened it up and there was a book that I had written with my name and with pictures of us. It was the most exciting thing I have ever, but it was very exciting.
Oh, I love it. What was the reaction to your book? You know, you talked about your son. What was the reaction with other people to you being an author and having this book?
Well, I've just had a really, I have a big family. I have 4 children. I have 15 grandchildren and I have 20 counting great grandchildren.
Wow.
So I had a whole following that was very excited. And of course I sent everybody a book, all my family, you know, and so I got some really great reactions from my family.
Wow.
And especially my children, because they lived it and they remembered it.
Yeah, I love that. And I want to tell everyone, too, that you did another book, and it was called Moose on Clifford Street. So I think with you writing these books, I think you definitely have an affinity for animals. Am I right?
Well, yes. But the way that book came about, I was a principal at the Irving Kindergarten Center in Blackfoot. And my little granddaughter was going to the school and she came running in one morning and she said, Grandma, guess what? There was a moose on Clifford Street. And I said, oh, Haley, that sounds like a story. But she is now 34 and it took me that long to write the book.
Wow.
Decide to write the book.
Wow. I like that you decide to write the book. And that's a good question to ask you. I mean, we know you like to read, and we talked about kids and all that, which, oh, your connection is fabulous and being a teacher. But what was the whole writing process like for you to actually put it on paper?
Well, you know what? I have a story that I'm writing or processing. I carry it in my mind for quite a while. It just, and different parts of it, you know, will manifest itself and before I ever start to write. And then when I start to write, then it just kind of flows because it's been in my mind so long.
Yeah.
And then after I finish the first draft, then I go back and read it aloud. I have to read it aloud because I have to hear if it flows, you know, if it sounds good. And I bet I read it aloud about 10 times before I'm through with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a smart thing to do. So excited for you. And again, the book Bummer, Our Pet Bighorn Sheep. And you've opened our eyes certainly to the bighorn sheep. There's no question about that. And your world is fascinating to me. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. And I would like to say that I have another book that I have written, Bummer and the Nanny Goat.
Ooh, so that's next, so we can look forward to that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, we'll do that. We'll continue to build our bookshelf with all of your fabulous books. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's written a book called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things. But on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we find diversions and things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives, what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. You are, I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to it. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera, and it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do, but it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is. And it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've worked with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? Is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is. And part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and then of course the stillness is so important, and the various specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book, but what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like, and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love. And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because what you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them and that person looks at you like you know them, and when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.